This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Are kids being mistreated in America's increasingly private prisons? Huffington Post reporter Chris Kirkham spent several months talking to former prison employees and kids who served time, plus reviewing documents. His investigation focused on Florida and a privately held prison company called Youth Services International. Mr. Kirkham, you heard stories of what kinds of mistreatment?
There's certainly have been allegations of sexual abuse from both juvenile inmates and adult inmates through the years.
Cases of neglect?
Certainly cases of neglect. There were a lot of cases where prisons were sort of understaffed. There was a case in Maryland a few years back where the Justice Department documented cases where youth were able to figure out how to get into each other's rooms and essentially just beat one another up. And no staff was seeing that, and no staff came in to check on the youth. But at the same time, they were in the state of Florida pursuing a new round of contracts. And nowhere in the documentation or the background checks that Florida did on the company did they ever require the company to mention the fact that they were being investigated in this way. A lot of times, these problems will happen across state borders.
If there's important stuff to share, it doesn't seem to cross state lines.
Exactly. Or it may cross state lines, but it doesn't technically figure into the contract scoring or the procurement process. Companies like this really don't have a lot of incentive to do better work if the state isn't holding them accountable.
Now, you do note that the company, YSI, has said that they're inspected regularly, receive, they say, overwhelmingly positive reports for their work. They've introduced independent reviews and have made attempts to improve conditions where warranted.
It is certainly true that, you know, it's not like there is no inspection process at all with the state of Florida. But ultimately, the question of are these kids okay? Are they learning anything? You know, how are they doing well? That's not really the primary part of these inspections. It's a lot more about contract compliance. It's a lot more about kind of cost effectiveness. So I think it's really a matter of figuring out how to really get inside these facilities, because if you as the state are not running them, there's a real gray area and it's really difficult to understand, particularly if you're just receiving these bureaucratic reports every few weeks.
Chris Kirkham's piece about private youth prisons is just coming out in the Huffington Post. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, David.